Hey, hey, hey. Technically, recording starts at 4 o'clock.
Well, it's only 2:45 here, so.
Yes, yes. So 15 minutes early. I like that. Running ahead of schedule.
Okie dokie. So now everybody's gone silent.
Yeah, because you started recording as always.
Oh, no, I didn't. I can. Should I?
I don't know. You can do what you want.
Depends on what.
I guess, like, it's something we should do if it's, like, you know, part of podcasting.
Core, did you, like, you take some LSD this morning or something? Because you were totally way chirpier and happy, more happy than normal.
When and how?
Just your voice. You sound way happier than usual. I'm digging it. I really am.
Storm, start us off. Thank you. Tweets? Or fleeks?
That happened to you now?
It's been happening with me for a while. I've actually been calling tweets fleeks for, like, ever. And it doesn't help that I was just playing Battlegrounds with him.
Oh, my. Playing Battlegrounds with other birds.
Yes. Mm. And this week, we have Landy with us. Hi, Landy.
Hello.
So, who's Landy?
Why is Landy here?
I slept Landy the keys, so that way he can sneak into the studio before we got here, so you just got to deal with him.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell them! And what are you going to do?
Going to go change the locks, that's what.
We're just doomed. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Landy. Come on.
Okay, so I'm a... I've actually got a lot of different skills and talents, but what most people know me for is I'm a voice actor and a musician. I'm part of a game development group called Hypercrate that I lead, and we make a few games.
Oh, wow.
In addition to music and voice acting, I also do just general sound design stuff. So I do, you know, music, voice acting, sound design. I also do video editing, 2D art sometimes, even though I'm not the best at it. I do 3D art and 3D animation, and I also do, like, visual effects, like particles and stuff for games. So,
oh, that's cool. How long you been doing voice acting for?
Voice acting, if you want to get really technical, I've been doing it since maybe 2008.
Nice.
Was when I actually started, you know, doing voices for my videos way back when I was on a different channel and just doing crappy little flash animations. But I started really getting into voice acting, like, seriously in around, I want to say, 2013.
Would you possibly be one of those voice actors that we would find on, like, Newgrounds?
You know, I wish. When Newgrounds was popular, I was like, I don't know what, 2006 to 2008, so I was probably maybe only, like, 9 years old around that time. So, no, I was not in anything Newgrounds related, though I do know...
When Newgrounds was popular, my God, making yeah. me seem like an ancient motherfucker.
Well, because it is.
It is old as hell. What excites me, though, is, like, it still is a pretty thriving community on its
yeah,
own.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, let me sidetrack a bit. Newgrounds was, like, where I... Like, all those Newgrounds animators, I didn't meet any, but... Just that interest of, like, wanting to make those sorts of crazy animations was what led me to meeting a few of my friends, like my friend Alex. She started, like, you know, watching stuff like Egoraptor, who did, like, the Awesome series, and, you know,
yeah,
just those general Newgrounds animators, and that's what made us start to want to do animation. Stuff like Edsworld was also a huge influence. So
Ed's World. Good choice. Good
no
choice.
No hate for Newgrounds for me and my, like, I know I said that it was, like, old, but that's not a bad thing.
You know, it's actually really hard to hate Newgrounds. Like, a lot of really good content came from it. A lot of companies actually kind of sprouted from it. The Behemoth, with Alien Hominid. That was amazing.
Behemoth, and you can still find really good games and stuff on Newgrounds still. I have an account there and I'm rating stuff still, and once a week I find myself on Newsground and try the new games that were uploaded and find really some gems there.
I've always
Newgrounds
found...
was the way I wasted time before YouTube became like huge.
It's true.
Oh man, yeah, I remember that. Like Newgrounds was the central hub for everything, like, you know, animation, like from a community. And then YouTube came along, and now Newgrounds isn't as popular, but you know, it's still going.
You could still make animation, you just submit it to YouTube,
yeah. Which I'm really happy that you know, Newgrounds sort of became less popular, but I'm glad that 2D animation as a whole did not become less popular with it. It's still, you know, thriving. People are still using it.
Mm.
I think that series is like Berserk, the animated series, are proof that 3D doesn't work with everything. And if you don't know about that series...
I don't think 2D will ever actually quite die. I mean, it has a very...
No, it's not gonna.
No, I mean,
very special
I love...
place.
I love platformer, 2D platformers way too much, and they're way too popular. Than they have their own mechanic, you know. platformers, in my opinion, work best in 2D.
It's true.
Because
definitely.
It's simple, and it's intuitive, and...
Yeah. Before we get too deep in here, hang on, let's actually start the episode properly. This is episode 33... The actual 33, not last week's 33. This week is 33. Of Bird Life.
I didn't know you guys were that far along.
We are.
We've been doing this for a damn minute. I'm Core.
I'm Pete.
I'm Chirpalicious.
And joining us this week, we have...
Landy.
Hi, Landy.
Hi, Landy.
Hello. That aside, I did want to also say, like, as far as Newgrounds goes, like, if you guys haven't ever, go to their, like, music side of things. There's
the
amazing artists there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I found one. The 8-bit stuff, 8-bit remixes and video game music stuff that is uploaded there is, oh, my God. It's so good. From time to time, not all the stuff is good, of course, but oh my god, yeah, there are a lot of gems to find.
And if you make music, that's also a pretty good place to get discovered. I've known a few artists who started out there, approaching Nirvana, Boom Kitty is one of my silliest names, but they're one of my favorite EDM artists, even like more so than the bigger names, because they're stuff is just so good. And they recently got labeled, like, I think probably a year ago. So it's really cool, like, have your, like, little niche, like, artists that you like, and then see them sprout.
Yeah, that's always really, actually, that lets me sidetrack into Sonic Mania, because that Sonic Mania is comprised of a bunch of community members, not from Newgrounds specifically, but they are from, you know, forums like Sonic Retro, so...
And OC
if ever,
Remix,
if
I remember
that,
right.
Like, yeah, well, no, I don't think OC Remix. I don't know, maybe T-Lopes was... There, T-Lopes is the musician for Sonic Mania. But yeah, small communities like that and Newgrounds, I've noticed, are very... They're very good at getting your stuff noticed. Because, like, trust me, only my, like, joke stuff on SoundCloud gets really noticed. There's never anything else that seems to get noticed.
I personally like your SoundCloud stuff, and this will, of course, linked in the description of the episode.
Oh, thank you.
That said, yeah, since we're diving right into it, tell us a little bit about your music-making career.
Well, I wouldn't really call it... I don't know if I would call it a career.
How many years have you been doing it for?
Well, just like the voice acting thing, if you want to get technical, I can. But if you want to get technical, I've been doing it... I've been doing like compositions since around 2011.
All right, so that's 5 years.
And
you're still
yeah.
producing, right?
Yeah. When I really started getting into making music properly was around, I want to say, 2013 to 2012, when I actually learned, oh, hey, VSTs exist. And if you don't know what those are, they're like little instruments that you can hook onto whatever music-making program you use. They're like old DLL files, and
that way you're not stuck with MIDI sounds.
Yeah, well, what I was starting out with was like, because I used a program called Musagi, which is actually a really good and flexible program, but it wasn't doing what I needed it to. And originally I was just using, you know, the regular, because by default it has like 8-bit synthesizers.
Nice.
And that was what I was using at first. I didn't know how to do drums, so I just, for every song that had drums, I would either have no drum, or that I wanted drums on, I would either not put drums, or I would just have like some really crappy noise. It didn't even sound like drums. It sounded like TV static played at different pitches for short samples of time.
You never used like clips and like audio packs?
Well, later on when I found out that I could, yeah, I did. Like I found a really good free drum pack that I used for a bit.
Nice.
And then eventually moved on to making my own stuff. But shortly after I used the 8-bit stuff.
So what's your primary digital audio workstation?
As of right now, it's FL Studio 12.
Ah, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my time when I wrote a lot of songs, I actually wrote an almost whole metal album. I was singer of a metal band and I did all the composing and stuff. And I used almost only Guitar Pro. and now I'm working mostly in Famitracker.
Oh, so now you're doing
8-bit.
8-bit, but like it's also called chiptunes.
Yeah.
I love it. I freaking love it. Oh my god.
I've played with Milky Tracker for a little bit. It's a lot of fun.
I haven't figured out how to use any tracker programs. Well, I sort of learned Famitracker, but I've probably forgotten it by now.
It's a different like mindset entirely than what I'm used to. And like, okay, so I'm relatively familiar with music production. It used to kind of be one of my hobbies until probably about 2010 or so. Started out using Ableton, and we actually use Ableton to record the show. But that was probably like the most versatile workstation that I had yet to experience at that time.
What I'm interested in is Storm. Do you have any anything to do with music, or do you play an instrument or something? I never asked you, Storm.
Well, when I was growing up, I have played with drums. And so even my uncle is a drummer in a band right now locally. So I loved playing with the drums, and I love playing with, this may sound silly, but when we were in elementary school, we got recorders to learn music on. And that was just kind of fun to It was kind of fun to hum out tunes on those. But since then, I love listening to music. I love a wide variety of music, but I don't actually really create any music. So I'm just kind of listening to Landy and, you know, listening to content creation process. And it's quite fascinating to me. But my only experience with like recording software, to touch on what we were just talking about, was basically using some of the free stuff you can get with Windows. I mean, it's just nothing too overly complicated. I mean, hell, Core, what's that one everyone uses that's free?
For the workstation? That would probably be Audacity.
Yes, exactly. Audacity. Thank you. I had a brain fart for a moment. Audacity. I've had some experience with that and just making some silly sounds, but that's about it.
And there is nothing wrong with Audacity. If you know how to use it, you can make some really good shit with it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And some filters are really good, like noise reduction or voice cutout and limiters and stuff. Really good. Good stuff.
But Storm, you do have a leg up on Landy and I. I can't do drums at all. Landy said he used drum kits, and I use drum kits.
I don't play any instruments.
Do you have any experience with like keyboard? Like
I can play a keyboard by ear, but I'll more than likely screw up.
But that's one method of getting like your input and like timing and stuff for like MIDI tracks and stuff.
I suppose. I don't actually like play any instruments in the process of music making. I just kind of draw the notes on.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the same for me. I did not play any instrument when I composed a whole metal album. I just gave my my band members like a sheet to play from, so I could like program it, build it on the computer like programming, you know, but I couldn't play a single instrument. I only can somehow play a bit of keyboard because I know what how you have to combine the keys, but I actually don't really have a knowledge about music theory at all. I mean, I just learned it by trial and error, you know.
Hey, me too, and I own two guitars that I don't know how to play either.
So, Landy, for the music and the sounds you create then, since you don't play instruments, do you just use computer-generated sounds, or do you just snip sounds you hear and incorporate them in unique ways?
It depends. Like, there's it's a combination, but in most times it is just computer-generated sounds, like synthesizers, drums. For drums, I've pretty much just gone with drum samples, like little audio files, though I have made my own custom ones.
Well, if you need any drum samples, I have probably about a gigabyte worth that will freely give to you, because I don't use them much anymore.
That sounds wonderful.
I recommend Drum Mika. Drum Mika is free from Native Instruments and pretty neat.
I'll have to check that out.
Thing is if you go the legal route, Native Instruments can get really expensive really fast.
Yeah.
And most of us are, you know, just poor, starving artists just starting out.
Yeah.
So now that you've told us all the fascinating and wonderful projects you like to do, Landy, what do you do in your free time when you want to just relax and have fun, aside from those things? Do you enjoy reading, going for walks, going to amusement parks, going out to eat? Tell us some of the other things you enjoy doing.
There's reading, you know, just drawing stuff it helps kill time. And there's also, you know, watching videos. Also just learning stuff is what I like to do. Like if I have any free time, sometimes I'll just go like look at tutorials of things that I'm only vaguely knowledgeable in, like things like Blender. Like I'll just look at tutorials for that, and Blender is a 3D modeling tool.
Okay, so I do also want to ask, we're a little out of order today. We kind of started off on the actual subject without actually really getting to know you all that well. Tell us about you. Tell us about your Sona. How did you create it? And, you know,
okay. So I actually have quite a few. So
multiple personality bird. Gotcha.
I suppose. Hang on. I have three that are documented right now. Those are just Sona characters, though. As for, like, you know, actual characters, I do have multiple different universes where I fit characters into.
So you actually, like, you create universes as well.
Yeah, I'm a writer. I make characters and stuff.
You're just one of all sorts of talents, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder what you don't do.
Programming is something that I don't do yet. I'm hoping to get into that soon, though.
Soon you'll be a programmer, a car mechanic, a politician. God only knows.
We're going to steer you away from politics. Landy, we care about you, okay? Don't go into politics.
I'm going to put chocolate milk in the water fountain, so vote me for president, boys. Actually, on the topic of programming, just let me digress a bit. The one person we do have programming at Hypercrate is he's a kid named Paul. Well, we call him Paul. He also goes by Strike or Strike Nexus. And motherfucker is a genius, let me tell you. Pardon my French, but he is very, very good at programming. And I'm like, I've asked him, like, you know, do you want to be paid? Like, he's the lead coder for a first-person shooter that I work on called Witness Protection. It's an online multiplayer first-person shooter.
Cool.
It's not out yet, but it's going pretty well. And Paul's just a really good coder. And I've always asked him, like, Do you want to be paid for any of this? Like, I can pay you. And, well, he's like, I don't know, 14, turning 15 this year.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of crazy to think about, because he's so impressive at coding. And he's like, oh, I don't have a PayPal yet. However, there is another game that we do, because Witness Protection is going to be free, but there is another game that we want to make that's going to be paid. And once that's out, His parents are going to set him up a PayPal, and I'm going to jump ship and be like, I'm going to pay you for all this work you've done for us because you're a godsend.
Right? Okay, I don't, like, this is exactly what we're talking about, like, in the pre-show, is, like, how genius people are becoming. Like, I dabbled around, like, when I was younger, probably 13, 14, I played around with, like, Game Maker, which is a programming language based off of C#, if I remember right.
It's similar to C#, I think. It's its own language called GML, as far as, like, you know, user coding.
And this was well before the days that Yo-Yo Games bought them up. And, like, I was kind of designing little things here and there, but, like, there were people who were my age, who were, like, you know, 13, 14, who were just full-on, like, creating these, like, 3D shooters with, like, netcode, like, a netcode connection kind of thing. And it just blew my mind. And they were spriters as well. And it's, like, it can be overwhelming when you have, when you're surrounded by that much talent.
Yeah. It's honestly crazy. How much talent we have at Hypercrate, because, like, you know, there's me doing a lot, but then there's my friend Cody, who does voice acting, and he also does map design, and he's starting to do pixel art. And then, of course, we have the aforementioned Paul, who does, you know, the really good programming. And just when you're surrounded by all that talent, you just kind of take it all in. It's like, wow.
You gotta remember, though, that you are part of that talent, and meeting you and talking to you, you're talented, dude. You're very talented.
And very interested in, you have way too much hobbies, and when you're later in your life, you will see, like, oh, I have too many hobbies, like I said. Yeah.
Flakes, go away. No, don't tell him that.
Yeah, you should never limit stick your talents to the path, or abilities. Man. Yeah, just anytime you get something of interest, just keep exploring, because one thing you will find out as you get older is it's much easier to learn when you're younger. Really, your mind changes and you become more set in your ways. And while it is still possible to learn, change, invent, etc., you're less likely to do so when you're 60 compared to when you're, you know, 14, 17, 18, 20, young and just learning the world, and you see something, you're like, that shouldn't be that way.
Your brain is like homemade Play-Doh, and you only kind of realize this, like, as you age, and it sucks. But, like, you make homemade Play-Doh, and, you know, when you just pull it out and you've just made it, like, you try to form something and it just squishes and doesn't stick. And then things become, like, really easy to, like, mold as it aged, like, you know, maybe an hour or two. Yeah. And then after, like, 4 hours, it's, like, crusty on the outside. And then after, like, 24 hours, it's, like, falling apart at the seams. So, take advantage while you're young and shape the brain while you're young, because...
That's what I'm doing. like, way early on, when I was, like, 11 or, like, 13. I don't know. I don't remember ages very well. But I do remember when I was very young, younger than I am now. For reference, I'm 18 now. I just turned 18 a few days ago because I'm June 3rd.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, then.
Congratulations.
That means happy we can happy. Talk about... That means we can theoretically talk about...
things
sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Okay, curse as you want now. Curse as you want.
No more gosh heckies here, guys.
No more gosh heckies. We can...
Fuck yeah, let's continue this podcast. Slapping that radar label back on.
I can't say gosh heckies,
otherwise
my mom's gonna be back.
Oh, gosh. Hey, I have to ask, what other characters can you impersonate, Landon? Well, you're going to have to start rolling off with them.
That
was too damn good.
Actually, before you start, I have a game to prove your flexibility with your voice later.
Oh boy.
But yeah, you can give us a taste of what you're capable. Thank you.
Flakes, I have a game. It's called English. It's beautiful.
And you do it right. Our German is at a disadvantage here.
Und ich habe ein Spiel, das heißt Deutsch, ja?
Nein.
Doch. Ja.
Nein. Can't. Nope.
Ja.
Another thing to ask is, what are we drinking today, guys?
In honor of Landy, because I thought we had to be politically correct, I decided to get a non-alcoholic IBC root beer to enjoy in the pain of our wonderful guest.
Yeah. I'm in the land of the free, so I can't drink until I'm about 3 years older.
Can't legally drink.
Big old 21. But I can join the army and get killed, so.
Right? Huh. No, you just need to find a friend. Note. Now, hang on. I don't support underage drinking.
Yeah, I don't.
But we all did. I don't do that. So, you know what? Whatever.
Well, damn, I didn't expect root beer to be this good. It's really nice.
In Germany, you can drink you can drink beer and wine when you're 16, and the hardest stuff when you're 18. So I totally support underage drinking if you're 16 at least. No, but to the topic, I drink Regensburger Spital Strong Ale.
That's
your strong ale.
That's become your go-to, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I love this brand. I fell in love with it. Actually, I also drink Velde pepper pills later on.
Pepper pills? That sounds
pepper pills. A pepper pilsner. It's with pepper. It's a pilsner with pepper in it.
Oh, we love you, Fleeks. Never change. So, Landy, even though you are under the legal drinking age, you do not get out of this question. What are you drinking today, even if it is non-alcoholic? And what are your favorite drinks to drink in general? Because I'm curious.
I'm not drinking anything right now, actually. I probably should have gotten a drink before we started. But as for what my favorite drinks are, I tend to stay away from a lot of sodas other than Sprite. Well, I don't know what's wrong with me, but for some reason, if I drink too much soda, I vomit. So that's bad, and that's why I tend to stay away from a lot of sodas. And whenever I do get a chance to get a soda, I usually get one small. But what I do drink other than soda is I like tea. I like sweet tea, green tea as well, even unsweetened tea sometimes. Last night I had some Earl Grey that I didn't put enough sugar in, so it was just a tiny bit sweet, and I thought, this is actually pretty good. Maybe I should not overload it with honey and sugar next time.
Boy, I'm going to have to introduce you to coffee.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, yesterday, I had... I was a bit of an idiot, so last night we were playing, I think it was Payday 2, and we needed to do a few, missions and heists and stuff, and I wanted to stay up, so I got a coffee.
Okay.
But the only issue was that, all right, so I would still be an idiot even if, this wasn't the case because it was so late, but what was the case was I got decaf.
Oh.
So it didn't really help me.
Doesn't help, and then
and,
you're...
All the taste, none of the kick.
Yeah. It was nice, though.
And Cor... Did you already tell us what you
were drinking? I am drinking coffee.
Mm.
Every minute of every day during my waking life. Just coffee. Coffee up until the moment I go to bed. And then I just kind of vibrate in bed. Like the Flash does how he passes through walls. He just vibrates really fast.
We got quite sidetracked from what we were going off on. What we were talking about was my sonas.
Right. So let's go back to that. Tell us about your sonas.
Let's go back to Landy's sona.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So it all started, I've been designing and writing characters for a long time, but this was the first time I actually made one to represent myself. So back in, I want to say 2015 or so, I was struggling with some really intense gender dysphoria. But I didn't want to, I didn't want to jump the gun and just say, oh, I'm trans, because, I wasn't 18 yet. And I am now, and I'm, as I suspected, I'm comfortable with being a male again. But, this was back when I was still undecided. So what I did was I created a character that was not myself, even though she shares a lot of likenesses. A character named Landy. This little slime girl. Quite an interesting character. Although... she used to wear pants, Yeah, I think that was a decision by my ex to take them off. But that's more of
the things that we do at night. Let me tell you.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
Still, I mean, core doesn't wear pants too. So
no, I'm anti pants.
Completely anti pants.
It's actually like, okay, so the photo that you sent us, it's a relatively androgynous character, save for some stuff on the chest.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
At first she was designed to have, like, you know, the breasts. Originally she just wore a gas mask with hair showing. She didn't have a face. I'll see if I can send a picture.
Why the gas mask? Someone's wondering.
It's for aesthetic purposes. Yeah.
Somebody put in the cheat. Somebody farted. maybe you know the reference, but it's not. Some listener will know the reference.
What other characters are you hiding up your sleeves?
Okay. Then there's the first actual fursona I decided to make was, and I'll send the very first ref that my ex did, was this character named Spiff, or Spiff Pierce is his full name. He's just named Spiff, his first name, though. He's a crow, and my ex designed him with some, he took some pointers from me. You know, I was telling him, I think he should wear a blue hoodie. I think he should wear blue boots. And that was, you know, how we sort of communicated it. And as of recent, I've kind of, and I'll actually get into where this character is now. After I show all this and the next character, because I don't have, there's another bird I have. There's two other birds I have. One of them I haven't properly designed yet, though.
Okay, so just to, I know we have some visual medium here, but also describe your character, because it's otherwise kind of difficult to visualize it over audio medium.
Oh, right. This is only audio. I forgot this isn't like a YouTube video where you can just put things up. my bad. Okay, so you guys are going to want to go to the URL cdn.discordapp.com/attachments/24. No,
oh, Jesus Christ.
So Landy is, you might see her on my YouTube banner if you go over there. She's like, she's got like long, very dark brown hair. She's got a, you know, nice, big eyes with blue pupils. She has a blue snowball because at the time the character was made, that's the microphone I was using. Thankfully not anymore, because if you guys don't already know, the blue snowball is a very budget mic and I would not suggest it for actual voice work. So Landy's a slime girl. And she's got, you know, a blue turtleneck sweater, and she has these polka dot panties. It's white and blue, and then she has stockings that are striped with the same color as the panties, and then just gray boots. Very pretty simple design. It's even simpler if you actually put pants on. So there's that.
I'm noticing the color theme is sticking generation to generation as well.
Yeah, blue is a very favorite color of mine. It's my absolute favorite color. So Spiff, at first he was just a crow, a purple fur, blue eyes, light purple beak and legs, and he had a blue hoodie with like a white. It had like some fluff in the hoodie, or in the hood part, and it had, you know, white arm cuffs, white. White. What are those laces on the hoodie? I don't know. And
Iglets.
Yeah, the things that you pull in the hood, you know, does the thing.
Okay. Today we're learning grammar.
Yeah. And it's got a white pouch, which is like the pockets of a hoodie. And recently, I did go over the design. Not much changed, but I made the hair different. I give him pants, the dark blue pants. So sort of a reverse Landy, where Landy started out with pants and then took them off. Spiff didn't have them before and now has them.
That works.
Hoodie's the same, except it's less bulky and there's less fuzz in the hoodie, not because of a stylistic choice, but because I'm not good at drawing fuzz. I might change it back later. And the boots now resemble, because originally they were just blue with white soles. Now they resemble, they have like a stripe going down the, a white stripe going down the middle in addition to what it was before. And that's, it mirrors, they're like blue versions of Amy Rose's boots from the Sonic series.
Ah. Okay, quick question just in regards to this. I think you may have mentioned, but what species of bird was your character?
Crow.
And why crow?
Because at the time, crows were my favorite. Well, they still are. Crows are just my favorite bird.
Corvids everywhere, thank you.
Corvids, yeah, corvids in general I like a lot.
Pickies.
But this character is named Lavish Pierce, and she's a barn owl, and you might wonder, well, the last name of Pierce, wouldn't she be related to Spiff? Not biologically, no. So her whole story is that Spiff's father and Spiff, you know, Spiff's father is named Drett, by the way, and he's like a, I'll have to explain this much further after this, but so Spiff's father, Drett, Spiff and Drett, basically they had to adopt Lavish because she had to run from her family. They got, I don't know, there's like this arc, there's like this plot point where it's some kind of, I don't know if it's a sickness or a disease or a possession exactly, but okay, makes folks go absolutely insane and balls to the wall mad. So she had to run. Her family got that, and she had to run away. And so Spiff and Drett adopted her. So, but this character is Lavish. She's a scientist. She's like a chemist, and she's also she's a chemist basically. She's basically spending her life with Spiff and Drett, trying to figure out what the hell happened with her family and how to cure this before it hurts more people.
So with all this, with the character creation and the backstory here, are you planning on incorporating that into maybe its own video game or, you know, some sort of method of storytelling?
Well, right now, they're part of, you know the Gorillaz, right? How they're like a virtual band with
yes.
the characters.
Yeah.
I have a sort of similar thing going on called Bird Brain, and Spiff and Drett and Lavish are part of that.
Oh, wow.
And,
oh, nice.
And interestingly, okay, so Spiff's part is like mixing and mastering. And obviously, you know, this is all the music is actually in reality done by me. But I like to put story behind it. So Spiff does like mixing and mastering of the music, and also sometimes does drums and also various synthesizers and stuff. Lavish also does synthesizers, and actually her appearance ties in coincidentally with when my friend decided to give me a new synthesizer called the Korg M1.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's a VST. It's not a real, you know, I don't have the real one, but it's a VST.
Ah, okay.
So it ties in actually surprisingly well because Lavish, you know, is a synthesizer person. And Drett plays the guitars. So it's his little dealio.
So basically what I'm hearing here is, as you said, you're kind of based off the Gorillaz. You're also kind of basically the next Daft Punk going on. Who's your partner in crime for music?
I don't have a partner in crime, actually.
Okay, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. There's an application that he needs.
I would love to collab with musicians in the past. But I have too many hobbies. I'm not sure if I can.
Yeah, Bird Brain's a one-person project. The person who gave me, and some people might recognize this name, I don't know. Probably if you're in the Sonic community, you'll recognize this name. The friend who gave me the synthesizer and also helps me out every once in a while with remixes and just music in general. His name is Turret3471, and you might know him in the Sonic community. He does a lot of, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog remixes. He's a very popular and talented musician, and I only met him recently when we got put on a Sonic the Hedgehog project together, so we became friends, and that was pretty good. I'm pretty happy about that since I've always looked up to his work, and then, you know, oh, I'm actually working with him, and he's helping me out, so that's cool.
Nice.
But other than that, you know, Bird Brain is still a one-man project.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had some I've helped out some people. Like, I've played guitars for their songs, and I've helped, you know, I've gotten help from my friend Suicune on a few tracks. You know, he's done remixes.
Is he based off of Suicune at all?
Yes.
Ah.
Is it, what, are you talking about the Pokemon?
Yes.
Yes. Then, yeah, that's where he gets
Booyah,
his nickname.
2 points.
Yep.
Time to start a game, I guess.
Yes.
And
sounds good.
And since we were talking about voice acting today too, like bird noises, everything that comes from our beaks probably, we need to do something with that, and hence I made a game for us. I constructed a kind of table-based generator that will give us words to explain, and those words were brought to us by our listeners mostly, and I added some myself too. And the thing is, we won't just explain them. I think it wouldn't be one of my games if you wouldn't have some handicap.
Yeah, they don't hurt you in some way physically or emotionally. Yeah. It's just not a Fox game.
You will not explain it casually. You will take on a role, randomly chosen, also by the same generator. And then you also have to add three words in the whole mix that have nothing to do with the whole thing to get a bit of dynamic into it. And for every explanation,
okay,
let
me stop you here. You're gonna have to demonstrate for us first.
Yeah, that's I also want to say that you only have 1 minute per per explanation, because we do not have so much time. And I have to explain it under these conditions, and it is I have to explain ravens as a fatally wounded man containing the words pineapple, vitamins, and party.
Oh,
and I
set boy. Please. Oh, do go on.
I go on, and I show you how it's done, but okay, I have to get in my role. Let me tell you with the last breath about ravens. You need to know, they generally, I think, they have a good taste at late pineapples. I mean, pineapples contain a lot of vitamins, but they taste terrible on pizza. Don't do a pizza party without
And this is exactly how Arnold Schwarzenegger died.
Pretty much. Because of ravens with pineapple at a pizza party for some reason.
Okay, and you know what? I'll volunteer to go first. I want to get this over with.
Okay.
Generate me a script.
Generate, and you can read it in the. I will tell you what you have to do. So, but I will also post it in the chat. And you have to explain Storm's face as a stutterer, containing the words annoying, anger, and dog.
Oh, that's just too easy. That's just too easy.
What? For fuck's sake.
You have to make a stutterer. That doesn't come from me. It comes from the listener. They wanted us to explain Storm's face.
Okay, yeah. I know this guy. He's a friend of mine. He's not the prettiest bird I've ever met. In fact, he's kind of annoying and angers me. And he has the face of a dog. Little too easy. Yeah. Little too easy.
You still have time.
Honest, fucking but really. Too easy. Oh, if we finish a minute early, that's earlier than the minute, that should be just fine.
Yeah, I'd say. Less time, the better, because we're kind of 45 minutes over.
Okay, Storm, do you want to be next, or...
Sure. Why not?
You have to... wait a second, I have to copy it like that. So, let's see what you have. You have to explain chocolate as a newsreader containing the words root Apple and Cloaca.
Oh, oh boy. That should be interesting.
Party on.
The news reader. You mean like a news anchor type person?
Like a news reader, like, hello, at NBC's news. Okay. You know, with the voice.
Okay. Shit. Tonight on Burdanian News, we've discovered the meaning of chocolate. And the meaning of chocolate has... Oh, God. I screwed up. Sorry. I'd have to start over.
Yeah, start over. Okay. And one, two, three.
Tonight on Burdanian News, we've discovered why people in Burdania are acting like rude assholes that love apples and eat way too much cloaca. It's because of chocolate. Way too much chocolate.
Fair enough. I'll give him that.
That's not bad. Okay. But you actually do not explain the term.
That's the only issue I was going to bring up.
Yeah, you have to explain it, but we have way more words, so you can
that
better yourself.
That wasn't really an easy one, because, yeah.
Yeah, cloaca, no, right?
I mean, there's
chocolate
nothing wrong
is better
with using
than cloaca.
You know, there's nothing wrong with using a little bit of chocolate syrup down there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh!
Don't combine food with sex.
Please. Have you never involved chocolate with oral?
No. No,
you're missing out.
Sex and food? No. Sex and food? No. No.
Hey,
no, not in my book.
Step it up a notch.
I do
not. Step it up a notch. Add some maple syrup. Hey. All the Canadian birds, they totally approve.
Oh my God.
I do not necessarily associate chocolate syrup with food, because, I mean, you can do the same thing with whipped cream, except whipped cream is just messy and sticky, so.
Okay, now it's Landy's turn, and Landy, you have to explain birds, as fleeks, contain the words
right.
Penis, electric, and asshat.
Good luck, buddy.
And... One, two.
I don't know how I'm gonna do fleeks.
Just be as German as possible, and just go whenever you're ready. You don't have to
have the worst English accent ever.
My German accent is so bad.
But you have to do it. Oh my God! Why did I do that?
I'm gonna embarrass myself really bad and probably offend some folks at home.
Okay, you heard my voice and how I do it. Now try to make a good thing of me. Act as me. So one, two, three.
I like birds. I love birds. They're creatures of the sky. I love bird penis. It makes me feel electric inside. If you don't like birds for being the flying avian creatures that they are, you are an asshat. Yeah, that's not good. German accent.
Okay, thank you, Fleeks, for doing that, but it was Landy's turn. You can't just jump in and steal his thing.
I wasn't that good.
So I think what we need to do is we need to give Landy a new one because, you know, that's just, it was rude of you.
Yeah. Okay, Landy, now it's your turn. I'm sorry that I stole it from you. But yeah, Landy, so you, and I will hold myself back this time. You have to explain mitosis as a redneck containing the words very soft, bird crew, and dictator.
Oh God, that's good.
So,
I need to go with mitosis for this. I forgot. Isn't it like cell splitting? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cell splitting. Okay, one, two, three.
So mitosis is an interesting process. It's when the cell splits. It's when the cell splits. And this term was coined, I think, by George Washington Hitler, the dictator of New Germany in 1969. He also ruled Russia, I think. So... So he took some very soft cells, split them up with his katana. They're very soft, and he fed them to his boys. You know, he had a few boys. It's an interesting little story. So that's mitosis explained to you, Bird Crew. There you go.
Hey!
Well done. Yeah, that one's good.
That wasn't my best redneck. But.
You know, it was a pretty good one. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, and now I have to do Bird.life Life explained by in Russian. Contain the words beautiful gun and force field.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
Good luck.
I can imitate Russians in German with my German voice, like yo. No, I have to get into the Russian. How work say Russian
da.
Again?
You say da.
Da.
Not comrade.
Comrade. So I try it. Okay. Okay. Done. Yo. Also, the Bird of Life. He's Bird of Life is a beautiful podcast. And it is as nice as my Kalashnikov. It's a good gun, Bliat. And I mean, some people may think, oh, Bird Podcast, furries, this is like a force field. But Bliat, it in a cui. Ah, this is when you suck that. I like sugar, Bliat. You got mamushka.
Wow. Okay.
What the hell was that?
So I'm proud to announce that Bird.life has not outgrown its cringiness. But that was a pretty good attempt.
I can imitate accents. I'm very weak in that.
Wow.
So we just lost every Russian listener we'd ever managed to gain. But, you know, it happens.
I curse a lot. That was at least very Russian, I guess.
That does work, yeah. You never once referenced vodka, though.
Vodka.
Okay, fair enough. Where okay. do we go from here?
Questions.
Yes, questions. Storm, bring us to questions.
Bring All us right. to
questions, Storm.
Question time, baby. All right. Our first question comes from Safra, and the question is, living aircrafts are considered clockwork avians or machines? What are your thoughts?
What was the question? Sorry, I...
Are living aircrafts considered clockworks, avians, or machines?
Like the airplane fursuiters.
Right.
That's a deep question.
To me, they're a machine. I'm just being honest with you. They're a machine. They can be cute, awesome machines, but they're a machine. I'm sorry.
To me, they're murderers. They murder birds all the time. I don't care if you call them clockwork creation or if they're, you know, nope, they're just murderers. Well, Sully only told one half of the story, okay?
Lenny, what's your opinion on the matter? Your opinion counts.
I don't really know.
Me neither. All right.
It's confusing.
Next question comes from Eclipse Griffin, and the question is, normal big cats, such as lions, the mammalian base for traditional griffins, can roar, but not purr. So, how is it that most griffins seem to be purring machines?
I don't know.
Because griffins aren't real.
That's a great answer.
Because... Well, as you're about to find out, ravens are about to go extinct here shortly after the show's over. But aside from that, it's because we're big, lovable, flying cats, and we just love to purr it up. Because why the fuck not? That's why.
I like my answer better.
I'm sure you do, Cor. I'll see you in the back alley after the show. What do you think, Felix?
I mean,
bring a beak sheath.
We do not even know why... real cats purr. Scientists are real, like, what the fuck? How do they purr? Really? Because
it's like magnets. It's just one of those things where if you ask a scientist, hey, how does this work? They're like, fuck you, I don't know. God damn it.
I'll actually make sure how magnets
Maybe
work.
Maybe that's exactly how it works. Maybe cats ingest magnets at a very young age.
The final question comes from Tianos. And the question is, are any of the bird.life birds really good at a particular impression or voice? One that is maybe your go-to. So I guess what he's asking is for each of us, do we have any person or individual we like to impersonate and can do their voice well?
I have my good days and my bad days when I'm doing voice impersonations. Today's obviously a very bad day.
So who is Shakur? With that being said, who is your favorite person to impersonate?
I can impersonate Guillemon from Digimon.
So try.
Decathlon, man. Can I have some bread, please?
that was kind of, I bet you can imitate Donald Duck then too.
No, because he's a lot more sporadic.
I don't know. I can't do that. a classmate of me could do that pretty good.
All right, next, Landy. What about you?
For me, I have like a metric crap ton of voices that I can do, but the one that people seem to know me the most for is the Sonic voice that I do, which is kind of a combination of his Sonic Adventure voice and the ones that were later on, like Unleashed and stuff.
Work.
That's the sort of go-to. I mean, I can also do, you know, like Mario and Mickey Mouse and also a bunch of original voices, but Sonic is the one that I'm known the most for, it seems.
Okay, give us an example.
I would need a line or something. I don't know.
It's-a me, Mario.
That's not Sonic. Mario.
Yeah, but I need Sonic to say it's a me, Mario. No, actually, gonna how is that one the cringy line?
Hey, I got it. Okay, have Sonic say, Birdania, always be beeping.
Birdania, always be beeping.
Oh my god,
kind of pretty damn good.
Kyle, let me try that again. Birdania, always be beeping. That's I don't know. I might be a little bit off my game.
Let him say, "I love chili dogs."
Whoa! I love chili dogs.
Because he likes chili dogs. So,
oh god, the cartoon, like the cartoon, man.
My child is being raped. All right. How about you, Fleeks?
I actually do not know if I can imitate anybody really good, so I don't think I have anything like that for real.
To do voice impersonations, like if you're actually going to be impersonating a already developed character, it takes practice. But coming up with like your own little vocalisms, that's not really too hard. You just kind of play around. So, okay. Well, thank you for joining us on probably easily our cringiest episode ever, Landy.
But also the most fun episode.
Oh, that's good.
It was fun.
I have the best games. The best games available. So good. Goodly.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and supporting the show. If you're one of our patrons, you probably already know about this. But if you're not, then we've got some exciting upcoming news. We here at BirdLife are making a second podcast called Chronology of Birdania. It's a story-based podcast that establishes one side of the lore and history of Birdania. And it's pretty exciting to listen to, if I do say so myself. But I may have a slight bias there. Anyways, our patrons get access to the new episodes a whole month in advance. But the first episode is going to air publicly July 1st, 2017, if you're listening to this from the future. And if you are from the future, hello and thank you for touring so far back into the archives. It means a lot. Now, I've been debating investing some money into this company called Shift Pixie. Its IPO is going to release in like 4 days. If you are from the future, would you mind writing me a letter and letting me know how they do and if this is a good investment or not? Is that cheating? That's probably cheating. However, if you're not from the future, go to chronology.bird.life to listen to the first episode. New episodes will be released on the 1st and the 15th of every month because every month has a first, and most months have a 15th. As always, if you enjoy what we do and you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/birdlifepodcast. And if you're willing to donate just $1 a month, that'll get you access to the new episodes of Chronology of Birdania a whole month in advance. And that money helps perpetuate the show and keep us ad-free. So once again, thank you, and remember, always be beeping.
Always be beeping. Bye, Berdania Church, Berdania.net.
Never chirpy. Not beep, and stay chirpy.
Have to explain the word snake like a German in love containing the words utilitarian. You can read it yourself. Beeps
utilitarianism
and smash it.
Beeps and smashing it. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I need absolute silence in order to get into character.
Okay, I will.
I need absolute
time.
Silence in order to get into character. You guys are too good at this. None of you have ever watched 22 Jump Street, have you?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, that's never. Next on the movie docket that we're making you watch. All right. I don't think I can do a German accent, but I will do my best. Give me a second.
I couldn't do a Russian accent, and I did it anyways. Last chance.
You know what? Let me. I'll explain snake as something, but not a German in love. How about that? Can I do that? Can I substitute that bit?
You can make a British gentleman in love. Okay.
I don't like you right now. The thing about love, mate, is... No, that's Australian. Australian it is. The thing about love, mate, is it can't be explained. It's a natural process that just happens in life. When you meet someone, and now I'm slipping into Southern, what the shit, I'm on the spot. I can't do on the spot. And when you meet someone and they're special to you, you just gotta smash it, you know? Like, mate, you just gotta get right in there and smash it. I know that sounds really utilitarianism, but when you're in love with a snake like I am, you just gotta beep. I don't know. I tried. That was my best. I'm sorry. Good night. This was the show. Good night.
I said, I guess I've heard worse.
Thank you.
I've met Australians with that exact accent.
I feel like I need to go take a shower now.
Okay, who's next? Who was next? Storm, I guess. Storm.
Yep.
You have to explain car by singing it, containing the words fleeks, coke, and hamburger.
And we're not talking Coca-Cola.
Coke, just Coke.
I've got to explain core by me singing?
Yeah, you have to sing.
You got to do it, man.
You're so happy about it. You can make it dramatic. You can just take any song or something, whatever you want. And it has to contain the words fleeks, Coke, and hamburger.
Well, if it would help if I could sing, you know, but I'm...
Everybody of us can sing, like... I mean, take a melody you're like used to, like Barbie Girl or
no, not
why
Barbie
did you give
Girl.
Me... Okay, thank God.
I'm a Corey girl in a Corey world.
Fuck. You implanted the idea in his head, and even though he didn't want to, he doesn't have the choice now.
It's fantastic. No, I can't. No, I can't sing. No.
Okay, Lenny, can you sing spontaneous songs about Core? Can you do it?
Why? No. To help him do these things. He has a full life ahead of him. He does not deserve this.
But Lenny can sing.
I'm a raven girl in a Core world. I like butt cheeks. Especially fleeks. I sniff lots of coke, eat hamburgers and toke. It's fantastic. I don't know what else to go off of.
You did better than anybody else could. And you're that not wrong about the Fleek's butt cheek thing.
It's getting a little bit homosexual here.